All right, Doug, great to see you here. Not so great to see you without a car. What's the status of the car?
Just got up here last Friday, and, as we got working on the car, there was just way too many things to do. We didn't have enough hours to get everything done, and there was a couple issues with getting a couple parts that we needed, and, just ran out that we didn't have enough time to get done for this weekend, and to do it properly, so we just called it off, and, hopefully for the 21st of July, that's a 75-lap race, and we'll have everything ready, and really working towards that we'll bring the new car out and shake it down and, see what we got at that point for a car, and just take everything from there.
If you feel like you need to come back, maybe you'll see us another week before the Classic.
Yeah, everything goes good on the 21st, we'll run another race before Classic. Yeah, definitely. That's the plan anyhow. So,
some quick basic on the car. Whose chassis is it and who's building it?
Johnny Coloca here in Oswego built it for him. I designed the car and sent Johnny up drawings and talking to him on the phone and all. And he wanted to do the deal, so he decided that he would go ahead and build the car as what was designed. We'd done some changes to the design as he was building it, and he's done an extremely, extremely nice job on the car. Just the car is really impeccable. He's done a fantastic job, and it was tough from him just working from drawings that I sent him and talking to him on the phone, of what the whole concept of the car was and all the changes that wanted to make and work towards a whole package to work together, and he's done a really good job, and everything's at his shop, so we're working towards, just putting a nice little team together that we can go run a few times a year. And
yeah, where are the guys going to come from? Where's the team going to come from? What's going to comprise of?
Yeah, the team, the guys are already assembled. Guys that were with me before, Greg Blanchard, and Johnny's got two real good guys that have worked with him in the past, and we've been working in the shop the last week, all of us, every day and every night, all together, and it's been a lot of fun. It's been great. Everybody gets along good, and that's half the battle. That's half the battle over right there, that we can all go and have fun,
Can you point out or say one thing that's different about this car than any other car here? Without giving away something in general, maybe. Is it going to look like most of the cars here?
Oh yeah, it has to, with the body rules and all. It there's not much you can do on the appearance of the car, but suspension wise and a couple other things. There's things I wanted to try.
How long has this been in the works for? There have been rumors about a new car from Doug Didero coming in the next year or two for years. How long has this been in the works for?
Yeah, how all those rumors get started, I really don't know. But this car here has been in the works for, 2 years? Year and a half, yeah, that this car has been in the works. And, I don't think it's going to be a car that's going to be dynamite fast out of the trailer. There's just too many different variations that are in the car that it's going to take some laps to get the whole combination to work together, and once we get, if we can achieve that, I think we're going to have a very good race car, but we got to wait and see.
And finally, season's over now, you had a decent Classic win or run something. Next year, granted you're from North Carolina, would you see much of you next year?
I don't really want racing to take over my life like it did at one point, It's just to, once a month, if we race once a month, that's plenty enough for me and it's plenty enough for Johnny, and for our families and all, that's plenty.